Well, time to talk some football with the great man, Robbie Slater. And Robbie, as I say, good morning to you, mate. We've got this live Champions League happening at the moment, and it's a 2-0 currently Bayern Munich over Chelsea, and 1-1 in the match between Barcelona and Napoli. Morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, disaster for Chelsea, losing 2-0 at home. But to be honest, given the season they've had, given who they're playing and how good Bayern Munich are at the moment, it's a little surprise, but still, that's not a good scoreline. In the first leg, 0-2 at home.
What about the other match, the Barcelona match? Do you think that Barcelona will overcome that 1-1 at the moment?
No, I think it might stay the way it is.
Okay.
We're a good side. Antoine Griezmann avec le but pour les Français. And there was a very, very good goal as well. But Barcelona, yeah, favourites, of course, but Napoli are a very good side.
What about this big match tomorrow, mate? Real Madrid and Man City. Who do you like there?
Yeah, in Europe, home team, especially when you get to this stage, is always the favourite. But, this is his holy grail this season, Pep Guardiola. I wouldn't say that they let the EPL slip, but certainly the focus for Guardiola is winning the Champions League. He has not won it for a long time. Mm. Of course, Manchester City have never won it. You know, so this is the one, and it's a tough ask against the Real Madrid side that are top of La Liga, ahead of Barcelona. So it's going to be a very, very tough tie.
In that match, Man City $2.30, Real Madrid at $2.90, and the draw at $3.60.
Yeah, well, they're the odds, and that's very good, David.
Well, there you go. Would you be having a flutter?
It shows you that it's tight.
Yeah.
As it would be in the round of 16 against two massive sides like this. I mean, City are obviously on the threat of a two-year suspension from the Champions League. After this, obviously, they get to continue this one, and after that, it's curtains for 2 years, unless they have their appeal. They will have their appeal, and if that's successful or not. No, I think they will. I'm not sure what it will come down to, but I'm pretty sure that they won't get 2 years.
Now, Rob, this morning we've been talking about pre-game rituals as a footy player, as a coach, and I was telling David about, you know, when I used to sit on the bus and, you know, I used to blow up when people were talking because I was very focused. What were you like? What was your pre-game ritual?
Yeah, I was pretty focused. I used to, on the bus, sit on my own, which was probably always going to happen because no one wanted to sit next to me anyway. But I like to focus on my own. I wasn't a music person. I didn't have the, you know, obviously technology's better these days, so they've all got them pretty much. But yeah, focused. I had some strange ones that I can't really say on air.
Because, I couldn't handle...
Bananas was a big one for me.
Bananas. Could you handle people if they were laughing and joking?
Yeah, I didn't mind what other people were doing, to be honest. But, I played in different dressing rooms. Some dressing rooms were similar, some were different. You know, obviously, I had quite a few clubs, so you get different characters in different dressing rooms. I remember at Southampton with Matt Letizia, they used to play keep up ball, which is, you know, keep the ball in the air in the dressing room before we used to go out to warm up. Played with a guy, our captain actually, Tim Sherwood at Blackburn Rovers when we won the Premier League. He never went out for a warm up. He warmed up in the dressing room.
Wow.
Which is rare. As far as pre-season, like personal rituals, I had to have two bananas match day. And I had to put on my...
You ate them?
I had to. Of course I ate them. And I always put my left shin pad, left boot on first.
Yeah, so, well, Loz, you were right, weren't you?
Loz, right.
But what about Loz? He used to get on the bus, Robbie, and if anyone was on the bus laughing and carrying on when he was...
Which just used to annoy me.
He'd blow up. No one could have any fun.
Jeez, How many clubs did you play for, Loz?
Only one. But I said to Dave, Robbie...
Now, you were the king of Canberra. No one was that upset.
No.
When you move around, there's a lot of people that laughed.
But I learnt to adapt as I got older.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I knew that everyone was a little bit different with their prep.
I would say that I didn't meet many players who didn't have something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not every player would probably admit to having something, but it can be as stupid as match day. You know, I've got to go for a walk, or I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to have my shower at that time, I've got to get dressed at that time. It's just the way it is.
It's funny in a dressing shed, isn't it? You'll have some people that are physically ill, you'll have some people that'll laugh, you'll have some people just come in late and put their gear on and go out and warm up. And some people have just got the weirdest. I was talking before about Adam McDougall. He used to talk to his legs.
Did he really?
He used to say...
You'd have a pep up like...
he used to do, I've put 10 years, good years of hard work into these. Don't let me down.
Don't let me down. Any, before we let you go, any real weird ones from other teammates?
Weird ones, yeah. There was Graham Arnold wore the same undies every game, and they used to walk on their own when he'd take them off. that was shocking. I don't know if he watched them. I really don't. But the weirdest one was a true one when I was at Nottingham Forest as a kid, and there was a very famous manager called Brian Clough, who was a real character, Anyway, he signed this player. I can't remember his name, but it was a good player. He was a player for the first team to play straight away. And before his very first game, he basically spent the whole pre-match talk while the manager was talking, coach was talking, but he was in the toilet. You know, he couldn't get out. He was, you know, panicking. It's just what he did, apparently. Anyway, the manager sold him the next week.
Sold him one week.
Sold him
one week.
He got rid of him.
He was in the Brasco one.
He was supposed to play, and he sold him the week after.
Oh, very good.
And he said, I'm not having players who can't handle their bowels in my team.
Very
he
good.
Said it in a different way, but you know what I mean.
Very good, mate. All right, we're going to chat to you on Friday. Just an update with those live scores. So still 2-0 at Stamford Bridge, Bayern v Chelsea, and it's still 1-1 there, Napoli-Barcelona. And we'll see you at the lunch as well. I'm going to see you in person on the Friday at the lunch, and we can't wait for that, mate.
Yeah, well, that's possible. But that's the derby day, the big Sydney, Western Sydney one.
Yes. Yep.
He's had enough.
he that's pulled his the ritual. Pin on himself.
That's his ritual.
He pulled the pin on himself.